Knowing the One. Know thyself. A Delphic maxim. Tat tvam asi. That thou art. From the Sama Veda. In atom and in pollen and in human frames my life abides. All beauty am I, immutable am I. I drink my ambrosia all alone. Sri Chinmoy. Truth is one, light is one, love is one. You are one, I am one, we are all one. Our world is one, our universe is one, God is one. All that is outside and around me is within me. From time to time, our lakes in Canberra are closed to swimming, due to elevated levels of bacteria or blue-green algae. In order to know how much bacteria or algae is present in the lake at any time, the water must be tested and analyzed in a laboratory. Of course, all the water in the lake cannot fit into a laboratory. So for each particular area, only a small sample of lake water is drawn. Assuming that this sample is representative of all the water in its area, decisions are made on lake closure based on the test results of just this small sample. The sample stands for the whole. And so do we each. If we want to know and understand mankind, our world, our universe, absolute truth, light, love, and God, then we have only to know and understand one small representative sample of the whole. The one and only sample of the infinite for which we are responsible and to which we have full access is ourself. So to know the whole God lake, let us test and know the substance of this little sample. The deeper we go within, the vaster grows our awareness. The microcosm embodies the macrocosm. This infallible process to discover eternal truth and know God has a name. Meditation.